Drawing from a long tradition of Indian and Tibetan commentaries on the Heart Sutra, I will offer some food for thought on its central passage. Form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than form. This pithy statement contains much meaning. First, all persons and things are dependent upon their causes and upon their parts, and cannot exist independently of them. They are dependent arisings. Consequently, they are empty of inherent existence. Because all phenomena are dependent arisings, they have a nature of emptiness. Conversely, as beings and things have no independent or inherent nature, they must rely on other factors. They must be dependent arisings. The emptiness of forms is not separate from forms. Forms themselves, which are produced and disintegrate due to the presence of conditions, are by their own nature empty of inherent existence. This absence of inherent existence is their final reality, their mode of abiding, their final mode of being. In sum, the production and disintegration, increase and decrease, and so forth, of forms are possible because forms are empty of self-powered existence. Phenomena such as forms are said to dawn from within the sphere of the nature of emptiness. Consequently, the Heart Sutra says, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. Form is not other than emptiness, emptiness is not other than form. In this way, emptiness and dependent arising are shown to be in harmony. In brief, forms are not empty because of emptiness. Forms themselves are empty. Emptiness means not that a phenomenon is empty of being some other object, but that the object itself is empty of its own inherent existence. That a form is emptiness means that the final nature of a form is its natural lack of inherent existence. Because forms are dependent arisings, they are empty of an independent, self-powered entity. That emptiness is form means that this natural lack of inherent existence, which is the absence of a self-powered principle, makes possible the forms which are its sport, or which are established from it in dependence upon conditions. Since forms are the bases of emptiness, emptiness is form. Forms appear as like reflections of emptiness.